Lieutenant Dan Choi is back in training. Lieutenant Choi is a 28-year-old West Point graduate, Arabic speaker, and Iraq war veteran who was recommended for discharge under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy after declaring that he's gay. But now he's been asked, ordered might be a better word, to return to training with his National Guard unit. The invitation comes as the Defense Department reviews the possible effects of repealing the military policy, which prohibits openly gay men and women from serving. Lieutenant Dan Choi joins us from our studios in New York. Lieutenant, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Scott. Reporting for duty, sir. Or should I say sergeant? I don't know which one you're going by today.
Scott will be just fine, okay?
Yes, Scott.
So how were you invited back to duty? Can you explain this to us?
Well, the main reason why my commander called me in and talked to me and told me that it's best for me to come back to training is because there's a deployment coming up. Mm-hmm. Our unit is slated to go anywhere within the next few months to maybe even 2 years to go to Afghanistan. And he pointed out we need every soldier that's capable and willing to go. Mm-hmm. We all need to train on critical skills. So this past weekend in particular was important. We got out there in the snow and we qualified on our rifles. We shot, and I shot straight. It was one of the things that I did straight, I suppose. And it was great to come back.
Mm. And tell us a bit about your service. Have you been able to use your Arabic much?
Well, in Iraq, I was deployed in South Baghdad for an extended tour from 2006 through 2007. And I was an infantry officer. So we would patrol around South Baghdad, an area called Muthalath al-Mut, in Arabic, is the triangle of death. And knowing the language that people spoke certainly made it easier to ask questions and to get to know not only where the terrorists might be, where the insurgents might be, but also who your friends are and what we can do to help and fully partner.
So what's the status of your so-called discharge now?
It's actually still looming over my head. Mm-hmm. Right after I walk off the set here today, I might get a call that says, Lieutenant Choi, you are discharged. And it could be an honorable discharge or an other than honorable discharge. You know, back in May of 2009, I got a letter that said there's sufficient basis and we're going to fire you. I fought it and I appealed and said I want to have a trial. I collected now 500,000 signatures and character statements presented to the board, who ultimately recommended discharge for me. And that paperwork, that whole file, is now floating somewhere up in the Pentagon. And one thing that's interesting about the status of my particular case, there was no jilted lover or third-party outing. I just refused to tell a lie. And that's what I stood trial for.
Yeah, you learned that at West Point, right? An officer doesn't lie or quibble even, right? Not even to shade the truth.
That's right. There's a concept called equivocation, and essentially saying you're giving equal weight to one version or the other, saying it's not one or the other. And it really is encapsulated by what we recited every Sunday in the cadet prayer, that we should never be content with the half-truth when the whole can be one. So a half-truth is just as immoral. For me, I was living a half-truth, but it was a whole lie.
And I'm sorry if this touches on areas that really are personal, but when you became a West Point cadet, you knew about this policy, don't ask,
sure,
don't tell?
Sure.
And did you also then know that you were gay?
Yes. And Scott, being in the closet, my dad, he is a Southern Baptist minister, and my mom is a nurse in the maternity ward. Bottom line, that's they really wanted me to get married to a Korean girl and have a lot of grandchildren for them. And now I never wanted to come out. I never wanted to tell the truth about who I am. Mm-hmm. So for me, for 10 years living under this as a single person, I thought it was a great thing. It was a way for me to hide. And it wasn't until I started a relationship where I understood love and intimacy and shared growth and maturity, that's when I realized I can't lie about this anymore. And why would I insult my partner to the point where they can't exist?
Lieutenant Choi, very nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Good
too,
luck
Scott.
To you and your unit if and when you're deployed.
But thank you.
And always, thank you. Okay. Lieutenant Dan Choi speaking with us from New York.